WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Donald Trump is hoping to reset after a couple of bad weeks, culminating yesterday in the firing of his campaign manager.
Corey Lewandowski took the smooth exit out of the Trump campaign, unwilling to badmouth anyone from the candidate himself to those who may have helped get him fired.
It's been a great privilege. And look, I wouldn't change one second.
With Trump from the low expectation days to the presumptive nominee position, Lewandowski said he was proud of the work and the candidate.
Who in June of last year announced he was going to run for president with no elective office experience in a field of 16 other people in the race plus him, who's gone on to do something historic, which was get almost 14 million votes.
Lewandowski's motto was, let Trump be Trump. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The vice president, meanwhile, has come out with his strongest criticism yet of the presumptive GOP nominee.
In a speech meant to focus on setting the national security agenda for the next commander-in-chief, Vice President Joe Biden laid out a detailed denunciation of Trump's proposed foreign policy.
From our ability to lead by example and draw partners to our side, that's what has always been America's greatest capability. Not empty bluster, not a sense of entitlement that fundamentally disrespects our partners, not an attitude, an insecurity of a bully.
Among other things, Biden warned that talk of building a wall between Mexico and the U.S. only furthers anti-American feelings. I'm Diane Gallagher.
It's a problem Montgomery County lawmakers knew was coming for 10 years. And they still don't have a solution. Where to put over 400 school buses currently parked in an area zoned for redevelopment around Shady Grove?
The county council has a work session today.
We have to stop allowing neighborhoods to be pitted against each other.
Rockville Mayor Bridget Newton says the city's against two proposals the county has right now, one that put buses just 50 feet from houses in Lincoln Park.
We're putting the desire to bring in new residents in front of the need to protect and serve existing residents.
It's a little murky right now. I don't blame them.
The county's had almost 10 years to solve the problem. Council President Nancy Florian says they've just been extra deliberate.
You could say, you know, look, we're really trying. We're listening to communities. We're really being thoughtful.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Prince George's County man will be going to prison for more than 8 years for fraudulently claiming millions of dollars in tax refunds.
Charles Parker Jr. was convicted in November of conspiring to file false federal income tax returns and filing false tax returns to collect close to $8 million. The College Park man collected financial information from clients he recruited and paid a co-conspirator to prepare false returns for himself and others. He will now spend 97 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Boeing has signed a deal with the airline Iran Air.
Iran's national carrier, Iran Air, says it wants to buy generations of the Boeing 737, as well as models 300ER and a 900 version of the Boeing 777. In a statement to the Associated Press, Boeing says it signed the agreement under authorization from the U.S. government following a determination that Iran had met its obligations under the nuclear accord reached last summer. It offered no details on the sale. Iran's transportation minister said today a possible deal between the Islamic Republic and Chicago-based Boeing could be as worth as much as $25 billion. Scott Carr, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17805, the Nasdaq at 4837. Sports, a rough night for the Nats in L.A. as they lose to the Dodgers. The Orioles drop one in Texas. And the new NHL schedule's out today with the Caps opening the new season October 13th in Pittsburgh. WMAL News Time 604 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Heads up, folks. Weekdays at noon.
The nation's most prominent conservative commentator.
Rush Limbaugh.
The nation's most prominent commentator.
Conservative, liberal, moderate, independent, what have you.
Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395, leaving the Beltway in great shape, really, as you head through Shirlington. The pressure, though, right as you approach the inbound 14th Street Bridge. But taking care of business up ahead, the broken down eastbound freeway at the 3rd Street Tunnel. DDOT tells me that is now cleared. All lanes open. 66, we're getting bogged down, pushing in towards Centerville, Fair Oaks, and in Falls Church. 95 in Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge. Those seem to be our slowest stretches. Working up toward the Beltway, if you're Maryland, 5, Route 4, good. 270 south, the volume right as you really exit off of 70, continuing through Urbana, down past the exit for 109. And then the pace is great. Germantown, Gaithersburg, and Rockville, I'm not seeing much of any backups through that area. Update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thunderstorms on the front rolling in, could be severe, especially this afternoon. May have some isolated thunderstorms early today. Thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Gusty winds and hail possible. Heavy rainfall, 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Springfield, 70 in Olney, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 6:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning, 7:05, Scotty No Hughes, a Trump surrogate, will be here to talk about the shakeup over there at Trumpland. 8:05 brings us Nils Lesniewski from Roll Call to talk about yesterday's votes in the Senate on gun control. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry Conner. Katie Pavlich, Town Hall Media and Fox News analyst, contributor person, is in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. How are you, Katie?
I'm doing well. Happy Tuesday.
Let's talk about the liars, the lying liars.
The lying liars of the Justice Department.
Over in the Obama administration. Loretta Lynch, of course, on Sunday said this.
And we do want to be as transparent as possible in this investigation so people can see not only what he was thinking, what he was doing, but also the kind of information that we're looking at.
Then she took a breath after saying they were going to be as transparent as possible and said,
the reason why we're going to limit these transcripts is to avoid re-victimizing those who went through this horror, but it will contain the substance of his conversations.
So we're going to be as transparent as possible, but we're going to limit the transcripts. Limit is another word for redacted and censor.
And key quote, we're going to maintain the substance, focus on the substance of what he said.
Yeah, and then, substance. So why are you doing that, Attorney General Lynch?
The reason why we're going to limit these transcripts is to avoid re-victimizing those who went through this horror, but it will contain the substance of his conversations.
Well, they reversed course within 24 hours of that announcement after a pretty big backlash yesterday. In fact, the New York Post was speculating, why did the Obama administration just throw Loretta Lynch under the bus in such a major way? Because she was exposed on this one. She was the one who was the mouthpiece for the administration saying, oh, yeah, yeah, we're going to redact all of these 9/11 calls from the Orlando terrorist. And then suddenly that got switched up in the middle of the day yesterday. Well, now we've got it out there. We've got some of them out there, at least. And we want to hear from you. Why do you think they did this? Why do you think they first wanted to redact these 9/11 calls? And then why do you think that they changed course and actually put much of the information out there? 888-630-9625. Clearly, the administration didn't want you to have all of this information. They were afraid you were going to react in some way. Well, now that it's out there, now that we know that there was no mention in any way whatsoever. I mean, this is my favorite thing. We don't want to re-victimize the victims. Oh, really? Oh, so there must have been some really bad things about the gay community, right?
He was, of course, in a gay nightclub. Did he talk about his feelings about gay Americans?
You know, he didn't get into that, and so we're still exploring why he chose this particular place to attack.
Hello? Why is this not obvious to these people?
It's pretty obvious, and when you hear it right from his own mouth, it's pretty obvious, Katie Pavlich. He had one motivation, but they're still searching for the motives. What was his motivation?
I don't know. Maybe that he called authorities and said, I am a soldier of the caliphate. I am doing this for ISIS and al-Baghdadi, which, by the way, the Justice Department put omitted. I mean, I don't know where to even start with this, in the sense of, I can't believe they thought they were going to get away with this. I guess they did, because they've gotten away with this at the State Department.
Well, sure, who's
going to
stop them? Yeah.
Right. But, you know, first of all, for the left and for Loretta Lynch to somehow equate being shot or murdered in a nightclub to seeing a transcript as re-victimization is absurd. And second of all, this isn't an edit or a redacting. This is censorship. This is public information. The Justice Department censored this information as if we can't figure out that ISIS is what the omitted words were. And then, you know, this was a political decision and not what they originally claimed by saying this was about not re-victimizing families and survivors, because they changed their minds on it. And by the way, they haven't made a full reversal here. We only have about 20 seconds or a minute of transcript. There are still 20 minutes of transcript. And by the way, this is the most important part of this, we don't have the audio. Now, this guy was speaking English and Arabic in the transcript. And when you read it, it reads a lot different than when you hear it on a 911 call.
You sure do. And we're going to get into that Arabic-English thing in just a moment. But I definitely do want to hear from you, 888-630-9625. On your reaction to the Obama administration's reversal here, what is it you think they were trying to hide? What do you think they're afraid of? What kind of reaction do you have now that you know some of the things that were in these redacted 9/11 calls? 888-630-WML. One other quick moment before we get to the calls. The day after the Planned Parenthood shooting in Colorado, all of the transcripts of the police interactions were released so everybody could see and discern exactly what the motive was. And in that case, the motivation was somebody who was virulently against abortion. And he obviously, in a very evil, disgusting way, decided to murder people for his cause, which is disgusting terrorism. But it was in the name of anti-abortion, so we got all that information out there. The day after the Charleston shooting, you couldn't go anywhere without seeing pictures of that guy with the Confederate flag and with neo-Nazi symbols behind him, and they went overboard to make sure that everybody knew exactly what his motivation was. Why are they hiding this guy's motivation if you're really taking our war against ISIS seriously? 888-630-WMAL. John in La Plata brings us to our next aspect of this. Go ahead, John. Tell us what you think.
Hey, good morning. Did you also notice in all of their translations that they changed any reference to Allah to God? So, you know, they make him sound like some kind of a Christian right-wing nutcake or something, because he swears, you know, all this in the name of God, not the name of Allah.
Yeah, John, it's a great point. And, Katie, I know you wrote about this yesterday in Town Hall Media. Tell me what your take on this is.
Right, so when you look at the printed transcript, which, again, we absolutely should demand the audio of this, because when you listen to it, it is very different. But some of the lines that the FBI printed out, they translated. So, for example, in the name of God, the merciful, the beneficial, it says in Arabic, in brackets at the end. Well, when you look at that in Arabic, he would have said Allah. Now, first of all, you don't translate proper nouns, so they wouldn't have needed to translate the word Allah into God. And critics would argue, well, in Arabic, the word for God is Allah, so what's the big deal?
Whether you're Jewish or Christian or Muslim, that's what you call God.
In terms of the context that we're dealing with here, when Islamic terrorists go into a cafe, when they go to Paris, when we went to Florida, they don't say in English, God is great. They say Allahu Akbar, right? That's what they say.
Right.
So the context of this really matters. And the reason why they're not releasing the audio is because they don't want people to hear this terrorist toggling between English and Arabic and saying the word Allah, because it has a reference to Islam, which is what they're trying to avoid.
Exactly. When someone is speaking in English in the United States of America and they're talking about their religion, and then they immediately, instead of using the word God, they use the word Allah, you know that they are Muslim.
Right.
That is that's just the way it is. That's what they do. And that's what our ears and our understanding and our culture would translate it to. By putting the word God in there. And by the way, can I just dispel with this whole idea that, oh, well, we all worship the same God. You know, the God of Muhammad and the God of Islam is the same God as the Jewish God and the same God as the Christian God. You know, I want to take up that lie in just a moment and dispel with this suggestion that it's all interchangeable. It isn't. There is a definite distinctive difference. And if we're going to be intellectually honest, we need to talk about that difference. The Obama administration isn't being intellectually honest. They're lying to you. They continue to lie to you. And I want to know from you why. What is it they're so afraid of? There's a lot of different potential answers here. I mean, are they afraid of this motivating you to vote a certain way? Are they afraid of this drowning out the gun conversation? Are they afraid that this is going to actually expose them for being so weak against our radical Islamic terrorist enemies that we now have, an ISIS jihadist sitting in the happiest place on earth, Walt Disney World, shooting up people and screaming Allah's name while President Obama goes golfing? They could be afraid of all these things. I want to hear from you. 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 as you head through Manassas Centerville, slowing Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Now inside the Beltway, we've had the volume through Falls Church. We normally see this until the 6:30 HOV crunch pushes in. However, reports of a crash eastbound 66 right as you come up towards Sycamore Street. Checking out the cameras, VDOT crews are moving those around, so do watch. They also are sending fire and rescue units eastbound 66 inside the Beltway for the crash near Sycamore Street. We'll take you 395 through Landmark, slowing, heading across the 14th Street Bridge. The volume, earlier stalled car up ahead near the 3rd Street Tunnel, that's been cleared. Now for DC 295 southbound, I spoke to DDOT. They said, the first crash southbound near Eastern Avenue, gone. Reports of any second or additional problems, they didn't find anything. Just that heavy volume, 295, and we're going to see that as well as 50 pushing through Chevrolet. We're under safe track surge number 2. This morning, we'll really test the commuters trying to find options and ways around. Top side of the Maryland Beltway through Silver Spring slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Isolated thunderstorms this morning, then mainly cloudy during the afternoon with thunderstorms likely. A few storms might be severe, so keep an eye on it and keep it here on WMAL as we give you all the details as the weather develops today. High of 88 degrees. Tonight, we'll start with scattered thunderstorms during the evening, then mostly clear skies after midnight, low 69. And tomorrow, we're looking at a pretty nice day. Sunny skies, a few afternoon clouds, high of 89. Right now, 75 degrees. It's 6:17 on WMAL. We'll continue with your calls in a moment, but I do really want to address this whole, we all worship the same God. And, listen, I'm Catholic, and my Pope sometimes says that. I don't know if this Pope said it. I wouldn't put it past him. I know Pope Benedict said that sometimes. In the effort of ecumenical outreach, he would say, the Muslim God, we all worship the same Judeo-Christian God. And I guess there are certain aspects, obviously. Muslims believe that they are worshiping the same God. They hold Jesus up as a prophet and such. But here's my problem with this. Coming from the Christian perspective, Jesus, the personification of God when he was on earth, if you're a believing Christian, said there will be no other prophets after me. And Allah sent Muhammad as a prophet, if you're a Muslim. So it can't be the same God, because God doesn't lie and God doesn't make mistakes. And I don't think God changes his mind. That I'm aware of. So if you believe that Jesus was God, as most Christians do, I think that's part of the definition of being a Christian, then you can't truthfully say, but those Muslims, they worship the same God, because there's a pretty huge contradiction there, isn't there? So I'm tired of buying into that politically correct, Facebook message that everybody needs to, coexist and like and love on Facebook, that of course it's all the same God, we're all one humanity. No, I'm sorry. We are one humanity, but we don't all believe the same things.
And we don't all have the same values towards life, which has been proven over and over again. And my favorite bumper sticker is the one that says exist rather than coexist, because as they always say, you can't coexist with those who want to kill you.
Yeah, thank you, Katie Pavlich. John in Fredericksburg, you're next up on WMAL. What are they trying to hide here? And what's with translating the word Allah to God? That's a very deliberate act, John. They're hiding something.
Yeah, I think this is just a shiny toy. They're trying to draw this out as long as they can and run out the clock on the question of Hillary's indictment. That's what they're trying to do, and that's what everyone should be focused on right now. The shooter's dead. Unfortunately, all those people are dead. Let's move on to Hillary's indictment.
Well, John, first of all, the indictment hasn't happened, and I if you listen here on Mornings on the Mall, you would know that I don't believe the indictment will happen. And in fact, I think this story reinforces why Hillary's indictment won't happen, because this is the most politicized Justice Department we have ever seen in our lifetime, and there is no way activist liberal Democrat Loretta Lynch is going to put an indictment up against Hillary Clinton when she's running for president, John. So I don't know what indictment you want us to talk about.
I think the FBI actually will indict her. I do not
the
think
FBI can't indict her. The
they
FBI can
issue an indictment.
Well, no, the Justice Department issues the indictment. Well, they have to issue a recommendation.
A recommendation for indictment, and Loretta Lynch has to prosecute. So I think the FBI will issue a recommendation for indictment. And will Loretta Lynch follow through with that? I do not believe so.
Okay.
But in response to that, there will then be a scandal because many, many FBI agents working on the case, I guarantee you, will start talking about what they found and what Hillary Clinton really
absolutely.
Did and what she deserved.
Oh, absolutely. And frankly, I think that politically, that's more advantageous for the Justice Department to deny the indictment because it shows her to be the corrupt, protected
right.
individual that she is. But John, I mean, let's face it. I mean, I love it when people call in and say, oh, you're just getting distracted. You're not talking about, we don't talk about Hillary's emails. Enough here? Seriously? We're distracted by Hillary by this story? No, this is a story too, John. So I appreciate your input. Pat in Haymarket, you're next up on WMAL. Go, Pat.
Good morning. You guys just stole my thunder. I want to know where Director Comey, why is he sitting by on all this? If he's supposed to be a man of integrity, he needs to stand up to Loretta Lynch and to President Obama and say, listen, you guys are changing transcripts. You guys are got in the Hillary investigation, and if he's such a man of integrity, he either has to stand up to him or quit and make it public, make it knowledge why he's quitting, because he's just sitting back and taking it on the chin, and it stinks.
I actually completely disagree with that. We had James Comey come out last week and detail to us what the Orlando terrorists said, which is, you know, something that was edited out by the uppers or people mm-hmm. who are his peers. He has been very honest about the ISIS role here and the radical Islamic terrorism. So I think that he's actually being honest with us while the rest of the department is not.
Well, I think what Pat in Haymarket is saying, I think he'd like to see Director Comey out there, you know, publicly attacking the Justice Department, publicly going after the Obama administration. And I think that this is a very...
He'll lose his job.
It's a tightrope that he has to tread here,
right.
isn't it? And in a way, I think what you're saying, Katie, is that he's done as much as he can to let us know exactly what the facts are without publicly, openly defying the president and the attorney general, which is the best he can do right now.
Right.
But if the indictment scenario comes down the way you just painted it, well, then... You know, Katie bar the door, as they say.
Yeah.
Comey might be unleashed. All right, more of your calls on this. Why are they afraid of you having these transcripts? And what have you learned now that they're out? 888-630-WMAL, 622.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you want to sell your home, then there's not a better time. I'm here with my friend, Realtor Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie, you and your daughter, Sarah, continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. How do you do that?
Thanks, Larry. One of the reasons is our exclusive buyers and waiting system with thousands of qualified home buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's how we average getting our sellers $30,000 more and sell three times faster than the average agent. And I am proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping each and every home seller get their home sold so they can start packing.
So you're confident enough that you'll sell their home that you'll guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed upon price.
Hiring the wrong agent can literally cost you thousands of dollars and add stress to your life. If you want results, call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $419 per month for 36 months with $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When we hit those 100-degree
Let me say that again. When, not if, but when we hit those scorching 100-degree days this summer, you'll see the real value of the air conditioner tune-up you scheduled with my stand-up guys way back when. I can assure you that when that first triple-digit day of the year arrives, the air conditioners are going to be dropping like flies. We see it every year. And the owners of those air conditioners are suffering and scrambling. But not you, because you booked an air conditioner tune-up from Snell before it got hot. Hi, I'm Dave Snell. For years, I've been telling you about all the good reasons to get your air conditioner regular tune-ups. And for years, Snell Heating and Air, home of the stand-up guys, we're famous for being the company that helps you prolong the life of your air conditioner and get you lower energy bills.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is getting the job done in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And so are commuters, doing great here on 270 with just the volume coming out of Frederick through Urbana and past the exit for 109 briefly in Germantown. So those seems to be the thickest parts of it right now. A little bit of volume on the 270 spur. Now, the outer loop of the Beltway, same story with just the stop and go. 95 pushing around toward Georgia Avenue. In on 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie in good shape. Inside the Beltway, really watching that, seeing delays just about back to 410. And that's a bit of the stop and go heading down to DC 295 or to New York Avenue. That'll be one of the arteries where commuters will definitely see extra friends as they try to avoid the Safe Track Surge number 2 with Metro Rail completely closed. The stations at Stadium Armory and Potomac Avenue stations. Again, Metro Rail's closed between Eastern Market's Minnesota Avenue and Benning Road. In on New York Avenue, Florida Avenue, broken down, reported. 395 pushing slow across the 14th Street Bridge, but up ahead near the 3rd Street Tunnel, broken down, gone. And 66 east through Falls Church, slowing to get past Westmoreland Street, reports the crash there. If your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com, get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate My Clean PC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
May get a little rough in spots today. Isolated thunderstorms this morning, this afternoon. Thunderstorms likely. Severe storms with wind, hail, heavy rainfall. 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
75 degrees right now, 627.
We are trying to learn everything we can about this individual's motivations. As you note, he was in a gay nightclub. This was an act of terror and an act of hate.
He was, of course, in a gay nightclub. Did he talk about his feelings about gay Americans?
You know, he didn't get into that, and so we're still exploring why he chose this particular place.
We have no idea
to attack.
Why? Why did he do this? What could he possibly... Maybe he just had some bad, you know, fish sticks or something that day for lunch, and he just had a bad... What could possibly have motivated this man from doing it?
He apparently couldn't throw them off buildings, so he decided to shoot them instead.
As ISIS attempts to, does on a regular basis. Don and Clifton, real fast here on WMAL. What do you say, Don? Why did they want to do this? Why did they redact it?
Well, you know, their position is that the terrorists in ISIS are perverting Islam, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that, so, well, who would be in the best position to rebut that? They don't want the terrorists themselves to make the case that they represent the true Islam, but... You would think that someone who has a PhD in Islamic studies from Baghdad University would be an authority on Islam, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have time to get too into the detail. Yeah, exactly, like al-Baghdadi, and somebody who was born and raised in the Muslim faith who got, quote-unquote, radicalized. You don't want to hear his voice saying all of those great things about Allah during the terror attacks. But it's amazing that they've gotten away with it this long. But maybe things are changing.
No, I don't know about that.
628 on WMAL.
If you listen to the radio, you've probably heard me talking about Zips dry cleaners, about how we charge just one flat rate of $2.29 to dry clean any garment, and even less to launder shirts. Well, the truth is, we've been talking about our low flat rates for 20 years now. But we know some people still need to see it to believe it. After all, how can Zips charge just $2.29 when the competition charges about twice that? Well, you're about to find out, because throughout the month of June, we are cordially inviting new customers to take the Zips Challenge. Bring in up to 5 garments you'd normally take to your overpriced cleaners, and if you're not completely happy, we'll make it right, or give you your money back. Zips uses the latest high-quality cleaning technology. We just charge you less. So take the Zips Challenge going on now through the end of June. You've got nothing to lose and a lot of money to save. Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For a location near you, visit 321zips.com.
Coming up on WMAL, someone's going to pay $4,000 for a lock of David Bowie's hair. Katie Pavlich finds this repulsive. She
yes,
would not,
I do.
You wouldn't spend any money horrific. On anyone's hair.
No.
All right. Well, we're not going to ask you whose hair you would buy for $4,000, but you could have a lock of somebody's hair. Let's say for free.
Disgusting. Why do you want this?
We'll talk about strange collectibles after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The battle over gun control in Congress is far from over, despite yesterday's four defeats for new legislation in the Senate.
Aftermath of the failed gun votes yesterday, the rhetoric grew even nastier. Senator Elizabeth Warren, citing her colleague Chris Murphy's comments, tweeting, "Chris Murphy said it right. The Senate GOP have decided to sell weapons to ISIS." Now, this comes as a new CNN ORC poll shows 55% favoring stricter gun laws compared to 45% who don't. And that's the highest uptick since after the 2012 shootings in Newtown, Connecticut.
Correspondent Manu Raju. The Montgomery County Council is set to hold a hearing tonight on a bill to raise the county's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. The council first passed a bill in 2013 creating a county minimum wage. Since then, it's gone up twice and is scheduled to go up again to $10.75 an hour on July 1st. The county council in Montgomery County also has to find a place to put 400 school buses, so they are currently parked in a lot near the Shady Grove Metro Station. That site has been designated for redevelopment. The council is set to hold a work session today to try and find a solution. America's longest-serving GOP Speaker of the House will be reporting to prison as early as today.
The former House Speaker must report to a federal prison in southeastern Minnesota by Wednesday afternoon to begin serving a 15-month-long sentence. Dennis Hastert was sentenced in April in a hush money case that revealed the 74-year-old sexually abused at least four boys when he coached wrestling at a suburban Chicago high school. Scott Carr, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17805. The NASDAQ at 48.37. Sports, the Nats take their third straight loss, falling to the Dodgers. The Orioles, 13 hits, not enough as they lose to the Rangers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit OwensCorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven products that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at OwensCorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him. Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full-mouth dental implants.
Wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
You want more than assisted living for your parent. You want a loving place that feels like home. Introducing Love 'Em Care, a beautiful family-run home for only six people, including custom home-cooked meals, healthcare day and night, expert staff with dementia and stroke patients. This is where you'll love your parent to be. Look up Love 'Em Care, located near Woodbridge, Virginia. Please call today, 703-680-4630. 703-680-4630.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95 as you head out of Dale City into Woodbridge. Along the way near the Prince William Parkway, reports the broken down over to the shoulder now. 395 heavy through Landmark again at the 14th Street Bridge. 66, pace getting a little bit better. I know it's tough inside the Beltway here through Falls Church. Had the crash eastbound near Westmoreland Street. Crews say it looks like they were trying to get everything there to the shoulder as well, so hang tight. Point of Rocks area, southbound 15 and through Luckett's, very slow. Currently nothing reported along the way, but crews are now going to check because the unusual backups quickly forming there. DC 295 southbound, first crash was southbound right as you come off of 50 in the B-dub, and that was cleared. Second crash near Benning Road was blocking one lane. Metro Center station is open, but there's a power outage, so if you use Medical Center, all escalators and elevators are out, but buses are available. Station remains open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front's on the march, severe weather in the forecast, slight risk of severe storms this afternoon. It's from the Storm Prediction Center. They even have some isolated thunderstorms for the first part of the day, but better chance for the drive home. Some strong winds and hail in spots, heavy rainfall along with the thunder and lightning. 88 degrees, thunderstorms early tonight, then clearing 69. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Stafford, 73 in Beltsville, 75 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 at AM
630. WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Larry O'Connor here. Katie Pavlich from Town Hall Media, Fox News contributor, in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Good to have you, Katie. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How's that coffee going down?
It's going good. It's
making it work. All
making
right.
It work.
Coming up at 7:05 in just 30 minutes, we're going to check in with Scotty Nell Hughes, who loves her some Trump, and we're going to get her perspective on the shakeup in the campaign yesterday. 8:05 brings us Niels Lesniewski from Roll Call to talk about the gun control votes in the Senate yesterday. And then 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. Now, this is probably the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Someone is selling a lock of David Bowie's hair. First of all, to be able to tell this story, one must first go one step before and recognize that somebody owns a lock of David Bowie's hair.
Where
right
did
now.
They get it?
Someone at some point. Well, this person is named, the organization is called Heritage Auctions. They are selling this Saturday in Beverly Hills, and Heritage says that the lock comes from a former employee at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London. She snipped some of David Bowie's hair in the 1980s to create a wig for a wax figure of the singer. And they have kept it this whole time since the 80s as a souvenir. David Bowie, of course, died in January at the age of 69. And now they're expecting $4,000 for David Bowie's hair.
You know, there's a lot you could do with $4,000. Help some kids eat some food.
Oh, come on
build
now.
Build a
Wade,
shelter.
Wade. Oh, stop.
Host
come
a family.
On. What, you're not a capitalist? You know, you like fast cars, right? You like your automobiles, right?
Automobiles are not weird.
Okay,
like
if somebody wants to spend, you know, $80,000 on a really great car, do you begrudge them? I say, well, why are you doing that? You could have helped feed children with that money. People have their hobbies.
A car serves a purpose. It gets you from A to B. It's fun to ride around in. A lock of hair is a very strange thing.
So I thought to myself, you know, whose hair would I... if I were to have...
What?
My answer is no one. I wouldn't pay any money for any type of hair from any human being.
All right, let me just be clear.
I don't care.
I'm not paying for anybody's hair, okay?
Even if it was free,
but
I
if someone were to
it.
Give me some hair, you know, here's a lock.
This reminds me of those creepy guys who run around the mall and cut off women's ponytails and take them back to their ponytail shrine. It's a thing.
That's
it's
a thing?
Really weird. Yes, you have to be careful. They run around. They take
Buffalo
your ponytail.
That's very, very Silence of
I'm
the
not
Lambs.
Into this.
I don't like that.
This is very weird.
All right. Well, some people like it. Well, this was a woman who loved David Bowie, and she kept a lock of his hair. If you could have a lock of anyone's hair, who would it be? That's right. I'm asking the question, and I'm given the number 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL, or any kind of memento for that. I guess it doesn't have to be, as Katie puts it, a body part. You draw the line at body parts. Now, and by the way, my only answer I could come up with if I could have a lock of someone's hair was Jesus Christ. I mean, that would be pretty cool to have a lock of Jesus's hair.
I still think it's creepy.
See, I'm a Catholic. We like our relics.
Yeah, that is true.
We're into that sort of thing.
To each his own, though. If you like locks of hair, knock yourself out.
At some point, right? So, let's talk about mementos writ large. What about some clothing? What about somebody's like? Well, if you could have Mick Jagger's T-shirt from a concert, would you have that?
Maybe not Mick Jagger.
Okay, whose T-shirt?
But if Reba McEntire gave me one of her fancy red dresses, I would definitely take that.
Would you wear it?
I would wear it. She's skinnier than I am.
Well, if you could.
Of course I would wear it if I could wear it. That'd be awesome.
Jack in Manassas has a famous lock of hair. God bless you. See, it's not that weird, Katie Pavlich.
I think it's weird. Jack.
Whose hair do you have and why? And what pleasure do you get from it?
It's a little strange. I've been an amateur magician for some 46 years. And a couple decades ago, I started collecting vintage magic. And the crown of my collection is something that belonged to Houdini. It was a scarf slide that the Eric Weiss family sold at auction for charity. When I got it, a little bag came with it with a lock of hair, and I checked the paperwork. And sure enough, as a part of selling this to charity, they had locks of hair that they coupled with each piece that they sold in order to raise money. So, yes, I have a lock of Houdini's hair. I have.
Was this taken? It was Houdini's hair taken when he was alive, or did they cut it off?
I don't know. I would hope it was taken while he was still living.
I don't know.
There's a little bit of peppering of it. There's a little bit of gray in it. So let's see. He died when he was 52.
Yeah.
So.
In 1926, so that hair is about 100 years old now.
You want to hear something gross? When you dye, your hair so gross.
Yeah. No, I was actually surprised by it. I was after the scarf slide.
So you've kept it? Have you like created a shrine or something?
Is it framed?
Actually, there is kind of a shrine. There's a display cabinet that I have that has a lot of vintage magic.
See?
Yeah, good for you. That's actually good for you. You know?
Jack.
Embracing it, and to each his own.
Now, would you sell it, Jack, if you could make some money on Houdini's hair?
At this point in my life, it's not truly necessary to sell. If I were to sell it, it would have to be someone who would sort of like carry it to the next generation.
Sure.
And take good care of it.
You preserve the integrity of the lock of
Houdini's
hair.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anyone in your family who's sort of like vying for this as part of the legacy?
They want the hair in the will?
No.
All right, Jack. Well, don't forget your morning friends here every day, Jack. We get you going every day. I think maybe you want to let us
Magic
let
show.
Us in
I like
that.
This.
All right, Jack. Thank you for that. But see, it makes sense now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't you feel a little...
I want to know if the hair was taken before or after the death, because that makes a huge difference.
6:43 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
There is no topic that can't be broached here in the Washington metro area, where we throw it out there and somebody will call in and say, oh, yeah, I can connect with that. I relate to that. Oh, sure, I got somebody's hair.
I have Houdini's hair.
That is the greatest thing. And no, we're not going to talk about leaving dogs in the car. That got you into trouble last time. Hey, you know, you should. Speaking of dogs, if you've got pets, your carpets are full of dander and hair right now. It's driving you nuts. The allergies are awful in your house right now. Plus, all the pollen still sitting there in your carpets and in the pads. There's only one way to get rid of it. You got to really get your carpets cleaned with a great group like Zero Res. In fact, really, there's no one like Zero Res. So when I say like Zero Res, I mean Zero Res. Get Zero Res out there. Get your carpets cleaned. They are going to get rid of all of the pet dander, all of the pollen, and you're going to be breathing easy again. You don't want your kids or your grandkids rolling around on those carpets with all that muckety muck down there. And if you get the chemical companies out there to clean your carpets, well, now your kids are rolling around on chemicals. No, get Zero Res. And for a limited time, Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for $39 a room. $39 a room. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, let's dance. Looking good, just the volume as you head around from College Park to Silver Spring. I know a lot of it, we do this every morning, but incident-free. Wilson Bridge backups, they're off and on, really, starting at Route 5 Branch Avenue. Then you'll see a little bit of a gap approaching St. Barnabas Road, heavy again to the bridge span. On Route 4 between Woodyard and Dower House Road, pushing slow up through to the Beltway. Police tell me there's nothing along the way that they have reported. 210 northbound, heavy approaching the Beltway. Virginia, just getting word of a crash and checking out the cameras here. Right as you come off the Beltway, 395 north at Edsel Road, so keep alert. Fire and rescue units on the way. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little rough in spots today. Isolated thunderstorms this morning, this afternoon. Thunderstorms likely. Severe storms with wind, hail, heavy rainfall, 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees at 6:47.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
What am I going to tell 49 grieving families? What am I going to tell the families of those that are still in the hospital fighting for their lives?
Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat, yesterday asking a rhetorical question about the failure to pass any sort of gun control votes by the Democrats yesterday on the floor of the Senate. What am I going to tell these families of these 49 grieving families? Well, I guess the answer is, I'm sorry, but we failed in completely politicizing the death of your loved one by passing useless legislation that wouldn't have prevented their deaths. Now, I guess that's cold and heartless of me to do and say that, because when somebody just loses somebody, you know, they're not thinking in their right mind, I think. But, I'm just tired of politicians exploiting the deaths of these people to push an agenda against the Second Amendment when they themselves admit that the laws that they're proposing wouldn't have stopped those deaths that they're now standing on the graves of and proclaiming that they are the only ones that hold the justifiable outrage over their deaths.
Yeah, I mean, this situation has been completely, you know, there's been a distraction, and that is the issue of gun control. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Democrats tend to have pieces of gun control legislation in their drawer on the Capitol grounds in order to pull it out when something like this happens so that they can push an agenda and avoid the real issue. And that's exactly what they did here, which is exactly why four bills passed yesterday. Or, sorry, failed to pass yesterday. And quite frankly, none of them would have prevented what could have occurred, and they won't prevent future terrorist attacks either.
But Harry Reid, as far as I'm concerned, for the Democrats, it's mission accomplished, because Harry Reid took to the floor and said, well, nothing happened today because Republicans are bought and paid for by the National Rifle Association, and that's all they cared about. They want a campaign issue. They wanted a divisive wedge issue that they could take to the voters, and let them. I mean, I think anybody who embraces and understands freedom and liberty in our founding should be able to make the case for the Second Amendment, and also make the case that all of these proposals would only have infringed on law-abiding citizens from having access to firearms and not criminals.
It always blows my mind that Democrats go after the NRA so fiercely, considering they have actually a majority approval rating in this country, and they tend to forget history when it comes to implementing more gun control and what it does for their political chances.
It's 6:49 on WMAL.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Good grief, was that a lot of rain. This has been one of the rainiest springs I've ever experienced. Now, while I know all that rain is good for the environment, I can't say it was great for your roof or my roofing business. Spring is typically our busiest time of year, but the rain definitely put a damper on that. So, while all that rain might have been the final straw for your old roof, it might be the saving grace for your old wallet. New Look is drying off with our summer savings sale to help recover lost revenues from the rainy spring months. We're honoring our biggest discount at 50% off your entire roof purchase. Half off the entire roof? That should make replacing that old wet roof a little easier. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Half off with our summer savings sale.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
It's 6:53. Let's check in on your money with the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning. Fed Chair Janet Yellen gives Congress a semi-annual report on the U.S. economy this morning. She suggested after the latest policy meeting that the Fed needs a clearer economic picture before resuming interest rate hikes that began in December. A new economic analysis finds that Donald Trump's economic plans would produce a lengthy recession and millions of job losses. Moody's Analytics is also expected to release an analysis of Hillary Clinton's economic policies. Don't look for small business business to help power the economy anytime soon. A new survey finds it's planning to scale back and have fewer job openings in response to sagging optimism about the economy. Stocks posted significant gains on Monday. The Dow up 130 points, the Nasdaq rose 37, and the futures are higher again this morning. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we can do this. Coming in from the west, 66 and towards Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Yes, bogged down through those stretches, but lanes open. 395 off the Beltway toward Edsel Road for the crash. You get a little bit of a break. Heavy through Landmark, continuing beyond and again at the 14th Street Bridge. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, then the stop and go. 95 and around to George Avenue. Reports of a crash, though, on 29 prior to getting down to Four Corners before the Beltway. Fire and rescue units on their way. For Metro Rail, a medical center, they've been dealing with a power outage, and now they're telling me that they are bypassing all the red line trains at Medical Center. Escalators and elevators are also out there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fronts on the march, severe weather in the forecast, slight risk of severe storms this afternoon. It's from the Storm Prediction Center. May even have some isolated thunderstorms for the first part of the day, but better chance for the drive home. Some strong winds and hail in spots, heavy rainfall along with the thunder and lightning. 88 degrees, thunderstorms early tonight, then clearing 69. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thanks, Ray. 75 degrees right now in the nation's capital. And coming up, we've got Scotty Nell Hughes as our guest. It's 6:56.
The National Mall, an American institution where people come to speak their mind. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I agree with you, but it's maddening.
It kind of pains me to disagree with you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Should I stay or should I go?
Thursday is a big day in Britain. It's the day they vote if they remain part of the European Union or strike out on their own. Lots of heated rhetoric, as you can imagine. The Brits send more money than they get back and are the second largest contributor nation to the EU behind Germany. But that's not what has everyone in a yank. 60% of all the laws passed for Britain now come out of Brussels. Immigration, taxes, trade, and if any of those laws go to adjudication, the decisions come at the hands of judges who are not British. Therein lies the rub. Their ability to self-govern is at risk, so say the Leave the EU campaign folks. Sounds a bit familiar to our position with the Brits a few hundred years ago. We all know how that turned out.
Those who say stay believe the financial gain outweighs the burden of Brussels lawmaking. Either way, we'll all feel the way the vote turns out. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Wednesdays,
the one, the only Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
I've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage. Premiere episodes Wednesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Coming up on WMAL, should parents let their kids go to a rock concert all by themselves? Teenagers at a rock concert without supervision? What could go wrong? We'll talk about that. And Scotty Nell Hughes, surrogate for the Trump campaign, unofficial, will join us to talk about yesterday's big shakeup.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.